It started very much a tongue-in-cheek thing for us. We were teenagers, we were working Saturday jobs, we were working part-time, we were both living at home, and I just had seen buskers out on the streets. Every time I saw them perform, I was just intrigued by it, and I just thought, look, why don't I just go out on the street with a guy and play his guitar and see what happens? And for months, I thought about it, but I just didn't have the confidence. It takes a lot to go and stand in the street and just, you know, wait and see what happens, you know. But eventually, one sunny afternoon in quite a big city in the UK called Canterbury, where we were living at the time, I went down to Canterbury High Street with a guitarist. We'd learnt four songs. I was nervous. I tried everything. I said to the guitarist, let's just forget about it, you know. And he's like, no, we've got to do it. So anyway, cut a long story short, we went out with these four songs. There were £70 within half an hour in the guitar case, 70 quid. I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, we sat in a small cafe and counted the money, and we looked at each other like we just robbed a bank. It was just incredible. And I knew my brother was involved in the music in the sense that he would come in and I'd play him some songs, and sometimes we'd muck around and we'd do harmonies. I just thought, you know, if I get my brother, get the guitar. I had the backing because I had a four track, and I thought, if I put the drum beat and the bass down, I'll play the guitar. My brother can, there's two of us, and we do the harmonies together. This could be really great for us. And I persuaded my brother, and I think you were working in Champion Sports,
right? Working
in
some
job and learning whatever. And we tried that. We got some tapes together, and we started to make better money than we would have done had we have been working in shops. And I was working as a care assistant in a retirement home for my parents. So I stopped that job. He stopped his job, and we just started selling tapes. And the tapes went to CDs, and the tapes went from being £5. We started selling a CD with no cover for £6. Then we got the covers done, and we recorded another CD. And we had a proper cover done. We all made the stuff at home. As we would make a new CD, the quality would get better. We would listen to the CDs because people would buy these CDs. And there's no finer cure for being bad at something than having someone buy the stuff that you've done, and it's awful, and it's not awful, but you know you can do so much better. And these people are going, oh, but I really like it, and they play it in front of you sort of 3 months later, and you're going, oh my god, you know, I can't believe this is me.